Hello and welcome to this episode of MSDN, and we're on location today. Where are we, JR?
We are actually indeed on location. We're here at the Yorkdale store in Toronto for the band launch. Check it out. We're both wearing our bands. You can
amazing.
See the band in the back. This stuff, honestly, obviously, you guys know me. I'm an active lifestyle and stuff like that, so to have this on my hand is just awesome. But that's not actually why we wanted to showcase it for you guys here. Submansive posted a video about how he actually hacked his band. And by hacked, I mean actually just work with the software to move his drone up and down, right? So you have sensors in this thing, right? And you go up and down, whatever. So we'll make sure that we have links for that video for you guys. But all of that is to say, like, obviously the band is cool from a consumer perspective, right? So from a developer perspective, it's actually just as interesting because you can actually build apps for this thing.
Yeah.
Right? So we'll have a couple of resources on there for you on how to build with the band SDK and whatever. So yeah, so today's episode is brought to you by the Microsoft Band, of
Microsoft
course.
Band, yeah.
So you're wearing yours, he wears his one way, I wear mine the other.
I heard, yeah. That's how they taught me to wear it.
It's an accessory.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's, you know what? They don't care. You're gonna ultimately decide how you're gonna wear it, but
it's your band.
All I'm gonna say, especially as developers, it's one thing to wear it as a consumer. It's a completely other and cool thing to actually just get it to play with as a developer. So try it out. I highly suggest it. If nothing else, you can pop over to a local Microsoft store if you have one and put it on your hand, see what it feels like, play with the apps, so on and so forth. Okay, let's get down to business, shall we?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I can go and talk about band for hours.
All right.
What are we talking about today?
So we have something really interesting about OSS.
OSS, nice.
Yep.
Microsoft and OSS doesn't usually go together other
amazing.
Than the new Microsoft.
I'm really excited about this one because our MVPs are actually launching a new series on our CDC blog.
And by CDC, he means Canadian Developer Connection.
Okay. I always acronyms. I go by those things.
That acronym can go many different things.
All right. So it's every Tuesday, and the way it's written, I like the way the whole articles are broken down. You have step-by-step overview of each open source product that we have.
Cool.
So the first article launched, I think, two weeks ago. And as you know, Microsoft pushed all the open source work to GitHub.
Yep.
So now pretty much you can go to GitHub and then work on projects. Like you can use that code, which is amazing. Like .NET, you have Azure stuff.
Just all the, so the posts are really on how to use open source with the Microsoft stack.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of really cool if you think about it, and especially GitHub these days is kind of built into all of the products.
Yeah.
You know, so check it out, in other words, especially if you're doing anything with open source or you're doing anything with, or thinking about open source projects, there's a lot of really good material on there in terms of how to think about it, how to work with repositories, so on and so forth. So there's a lot more coming.
Stuff.
You said every Tuesday, right?
So every Tuesday we have two blog posts so far, and the next Tuesday is coming up, the third one.
What else? We did OSS Source. What else? Connect.
That is a huge. That's
so Connect boggled my mind. So in case you guys didn't watch it, see right in the background, there's my band again. I love it. So Connect actually happened just a couple of days ago, and it was a whole slew of announcements for the Visual Studio stack, for DevOps, for Azure, for a whole bunch of stuff. I'm not going to go bother. I'm not going to list all of them for you. There is a ton of content that is now available on Channel 9. We'll have the link for you for sure.
For sure.
But you have to check it out. I mean, granted, there's hours of content, but it's actually really exciting stuff. And what's actually more exciting was to see the people, you guys, I guess, on Twitter and all the comments and stuff like that. There's a lot of real excitement on this stuff. So
there's a lot of engagement. People are tweeting every second something about Connect and what is happening there.
Yeah, so there's
amazing.
A lot of stuff that was disclosed, so just make sure that you watch it. Maybe not, if you don't have time for all the different sessions, make sure that for sure you at least get all the keynotes. That way you're going to get all of the important information.
The new stuff, yep.
Yeah.
Speaking of Channel 9, we have On a Cloud, a couple of new episodes coming up that Jeff King again produced.
Again.
It's like
by the
a
way,
content machine.
I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Jeff King clearly has his own fashion line.
Yeah.
Right? We've gotten so many comments on Twitter about wanting the King shirts.
Yeah.
Because
people
are thinking, anyway. So you can contact him directly if you'd like any of the Jeff King fashion wear.
Yeah, I think he should start an online store.
Should.
Where he will start selling those t-shirts because I think so far from all the episodes, around 10 or 15 different dev fashion style.
Hashtag dev fashion. Anyway, so what were the new ones this month?
We have soft delete and configuration. Yeah. The new stuff, you can check it out on his channel, and we'll be pushing out a lot more next week. Yep.
By the way, and I mean, we said it last time, but in case you missed the editorial from last time, if there's a particular topic that you want Jeff to talk about, if there's something of interest for you in Azure that's not covered anywhere else or might be a little bit detailed or stuff like that, make sure you tweet that to CDM Devs, or make sure you tweet it at Jeff so that we actually get those. He can produce the videos for you, and then we can we can have that showed off there.
Any questions? He's really fast with responding.
Yeah.
So whenever you have a question, just tweet at JeffKingABC, and then go ahead.
Yeah, either that or CDN Devs, whichever one.
Yeah. We'll always pick it up.
Right. Now, similarly but different, right, since we talked about Visual Studio before, you know, you guys always know, every one of these, I have to have like a little shameless plug there for Breakpoint.
Oh.
Okay. The only reason why I say that is because the upcoming Breakpoint is just fun. And you wouldn't think that it's fun because the topic is debugging and diagnostics, but yeah, you're like, oh, whatever. But there's so much cool stuff in Visual Studio that you can do for debugging and diagnostics. So Paul and I are going to go through the entire thing and kind of go from there. And then after that, automated testing. Fun stuff.
Amazing.
Fun stuff. And similar to on a cloud, if there are any particular topics that you want to hear about from a Visual Studio perspective, or from a, actually in this case, an enterprise perspective of Visual Studio, let Paul and I know, and we'll make sure to get those on there for you too.
Yeah. Awesome.
And we had a question last time, right? You posed a question to everyone on
Twitter. Yeah.
The comments to this were fascinating.
Amazing things. The question was, what do you think about Visual Studio Code? And we got a lot of feedback from those. And we're happy to see that people are using it and they're engaging, they're testing different stuff. And they can always send us feedback so we can build a second version or update it accordingly to their needs. Because you're the developers and you're using those things, so we got to make sure that everything is good for you.
Now, here's one thing that you may or may not have known. Visual Studio Code is actually one of the coolest editors for Node.js development because of the debugging. Right, so actually, Remy has a whole bunch of posts on the Canadian Developer Connection on Node.js within Code. So make sure you check those out too. But that was one of the things where kind of like people are like, I don't know how to use Visual Studio Code. So we asked the question last time of, what do you think of Visual Studio Code? I want to change the question up for you guys this time to say, how are you using Visual Studio Code?
Yeah.
If you're using Visual Studio Code, and if you're not using Visual Studio Code, what would make you want to use Visual Studio Code as your editor?
It's amazing. It's an amazing editor. I use it for my HTML and CSS.
And he's not even a developer.
Sorry,
if you're a web developer, I'm sorry.
I'm cutting this thing. I'm leaving the show.
Okay. Okay. All right, fine. I take that back.
Please do.
Go on.
Okay, so Hour of Code. It's a huge thing, a huge initiative, and all the companies are into that.
And by the way, Hour of Code is a global thing.
It's a global, yeah. Like any single company is part of Hour of Code.
In case you didn't know what Hour of Code is, it's actually this hour where parents like you guys, and I mean some of you guys, will actually go in and either teach development courses to people in schools, students or whatever, or you know what, just like I do, sit down with your children and just teach them how to code. It's so important. Like back in the day when I was the infamous back in the day.
You have to say it.
Check out Breakpoint. That's why he's laughing. It has to come up at least one episode. Anyway, so we never had development courses really early on. It was only really until high school where code actually came into play. But now kids are actually wanting to get into it so much earlier, and especially with Minecraft and all those guys where you can actually build worlds on your own or touch develop. There's a real opportunity for us as parents or uncles and aunts or whoever to go and teach kids, aka the next generation of developers, how to code. So that's coming up. We'll have links for you too. But more importantly, what I want you to think about when it comes to Hour of Code is really forget the hour itself, but maybe take the time, go through the tutorials yourself, and then bring your child along with you to learn with you. Yep. Not only will it be good for them to learn, but it'll be so much fun as a parent. I mean, my kids are too young.
We've made it easier for everyone. We have code generation now.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So in code generation, it's part of developer movement, which we talked about last time. And we've kind of specified old and new challenges. And we've separated it to all the student challenges that were that we had before. We've updated everything, and we've called it code generation. And the challenges are really easy. They're related to touch develop and all the software that we use. And if you don't know how to code, I mean, the actual challenge will walk you through the process of building an application or fixing the first challenge is fixing a broken game. And after you complete the challenge and submit it, you get points for that, which is great.
Which, of course, then you get prizes, and the prizes are really cool.
Like, you have Surface, you have Xbox One.
Forget that. The hoodie says header.
Or take a break with the BR for HTML.
Yeah, anyway, they're really cute.
Amazing stuff.
They're really cute.
So you'll have all the links down below, and you can check it out. We have sections for teacher, student, parent, so whatever you are.
Uncle and...
Yeah, whatever. We should add an uncle and aunt.
Whatever. So you have access to kids. Take the time to teach them how to learn. How's that?
Yeah.
Or teach them how to code.
All awesome. Right.
Speaking of learning then, before we forget, tons of new stuff on MVA this month, which was actually really cool to see. Going back to your point of what we were talking about, OSS and like all of these other technologies, there's a really great course called the Mean Stack Jumpstart, which covers actually MongoDB, Express, Angular, Node.js, all of these different things that you wouldn't really necessarily think work really well on the Microsoft platform, and yet you'll see after you're done the Jumpstart how awesome they actually are. So that was one. The other one was... especially since we talked about Node.js and Visual Studio Code, there's actually an entire course on MVA specifically for mastering Node.js on Visual Studio Code.
Yep.
So if you're interested, if you're doing any kind of Node.js work, you definitely want to check out this course, but also this course and Visual Studio Code so you can see how that works. And then last but not least, there's also a really good introduction to ASP.NET 5, especially covering all of the new features of ASP.NET itself, plus MVC and whatever. So those are the highlights for MVA for this month. You cover Channel 9. I think we...
One more thing I really want to share.
What?
Edge compatibility tools.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amazing thing. Web developer again. Like, I have to say that. We have an amazing tool down below again, the link, where you can just input your website, and it will tell you, is your website compatible with Edge? And if there are any mistakes...
And by Edge, in this particular case, we actually mean modern standards
exactly.
of the web. So it's not specifically for Edge. It's like, hey, here are all the modern standards for the web.
Exactly.
Are you compliant? Are you not?
And it will give you a breakdown of wherever you have a mistake, it will catch it. It will explain you why it is, if you have any JavaScript errors in your website. So it's an amazing tool to actually look through your website. It does it for you, and then you can go and correct those things. And cool. You can make a modern website, which is responsive, and it's the future websites.
We got one more.
Oh, one more?
Events.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Events. Two of them that I want to make sure that you know about.
In case
you haven't heard us talk about last time, Let's Dev This Tour is touring around the country. By the time you see this, we will have done the Vancouver show, which means that we're actually coming to Toronto and Montreal. Make sure you check the links at the bottom. Things are selling out pretty fast, so if you are planning on coming, make sure you register. Because if you don't, I can't guarantee that we'll actually have room for you. So, like I said, Toronto's coming up in February. Montreal's coming up in March. We'll continue to remind you every time we do this just to make sure if you're interested. It's going to cover web, it's going to cover cloud, and it's going to cover Windows 10.
Everything.
You can pick and choose what you'd like to actually participate in, what you'd like to learn, and you can jump around whichever track that you like.
Awesome.
And DevOps.
DevOps.
Okay, DevOps hackathons are actually coming across the country also. Now, this is really a cool opportunity because you're kind of like thinking, how could you possibly turn DevOps into a hackathon? What I really love about these events is that you actually come, you get paired up, I shouldn't say a pair, team of developers and infrastructure pros that together you hack a problem. So rather than just sitting there and focusing on the one side of the business, the development side or the infrastructure side, it's actually a great opportunity to bring both sides of the equation together. And you actually, through doing that, you get to learn and see how the DevOps platform works. So if you're interested, whether or not you can actually put that into your organization, the way the DevOps is done is really, and I mean, all of the studies are showing us, all of the feedback and the surveys that we're doing are showing us that DevOps is sort of like the thing to know now. It's one of those skills that's kind of fundamental to know as you're coming into the modern workforce. So if you are interested in seeing what that is like firsthand, DevOps hackathons are the way to go. So make sure you check the link below. There's a whole bunch of dates across the country. Obviously, register for the one that's closest to you.
I like the collaboration.
Yeah.
How the infrastructure and dev is combined now, and everything is like together, sharing. That's awesome.
Sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring.
That was lame, but I had to say
it. That was the cheesy thing.
I had to say it.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back to playing with our bands.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll add
I haven't synced mine, so I got to sync mine.
Right, and I'm going to go teach a class here for a workout so that we can actually demonstrate how this stuff actually works in real life. If you are going to do something with the band, please take pictures. Tweet at us, CDM
Tell
Devs.
Us about it.
Share on our Facebook wall. We want to see what you're doing with band, partially because it's just fascinating what you can do with it. So share with us back. And as always, any questions, comments, concerns, feel free to reach any one of us or tweet again at CDM Devs or on Facebook. Until next month.
Yep. Happy coding.
Happy coding.